Over the past decade, the Washington Department of Health and Human Services has paid out more than $166 million in damages to people, many of them children, whose cases were mishandled. Will Drabold's Seattle Times investigation reveals that some of the DSHS employees on many of the biggest cases are still on the job. Will Drabold told me about a particularly gruesome case, a pair of brothers who were under the Department of Social and Health Services care.
So the little boys were in a house where, as described by one social worker, there was plenty of food in it, but this was a house where there was a padlock on the refrigerator. In fact, the judge later said that they suffered from PTSD with food. The older one, who was actually going to school, was digging through the trash can at school to get food. And at the same time, Shane, the younger boy, was not going to school, so he was actually getting less exposure and arguably may have had even more trauma than his older brother.
When and how was the Department of Social and Health Services notified of this problem?
So between May and July 2006 is when the initial complaints came in. The neighbor filed 4 complaints with DSHS, and she, like I was saying, said that these boys were being starved and beaten. She said that no one from DSHS ever followed up with her. And then there were other complaints that came in, including from law enforcement. There's an example of a sheriff's deputy who saw a 3-year-old boy at the local Walmart, one of the 2 little boys with bruises on his face, he went to DSHS, and a social worker went back a second time, required the parents to see a family therapist, and then the case from there was transferred to another social worker and then another social worker. One of those social workers did not have training in investigating this kind of child abuse. The other social worker, among her failures, was giving 8 days notice, advance notice. So those kind of give you a flavor of the mistakes and failures and how somewhat obvious abuse was missed, in the words of the boys' attorneys and others.
So just to underline this, despite all these repeated reports from neighbors, from people in stores who saw the evidence of the abuse of these 2 foster children, it wasn't DSHS that eventually stepped in. It was someone calling the police.
Correct. And not that situation specifically with the police, but this issue with the kind of botched investigations, the not following up properly, the failing to notify even different agencies or different groups within DSHS, licensing versus Child Protective Services versus people that work with foster children, all those kinds of different things are themes you see throughout these failed cases. And so what we were looking for in this case, and many others in this case, illustrates the larger problem, was anyone punished, fired, suspended, demoted, or lost pay for their role in this case. No one was in this case.
And you found that that was kind of a common pattern, that a lot of these cases where there was a huge financial settlement and horrible things went on, there was no kind of punishment at all for the employees?
Correct. And so we reviewed 12 cases. The reason we reviewed 12 cases specifically was because DSHS could not say who was disciplined, if at all, in relation to specific cases. So we picked some of the biggest ones to see, okay, is anyone being disciplined at the top? And we'll go down from there. And we were able to see from just those cases that this discipline was not happening.
Will, did you ask the Department of Social and Health Services why, in these cases where they admitted that things went wrong and made these giant settlements, why in these cases there wasn't any kind of action against these employees who were connected to the case?
So I spoke with Jennifer Struess, the head of the Children's Administration, which oversees all these different child welfare issues. And she would not speak about her predecessors and their handling of these cases and things that came before her time. What she did talk about, though, is that she said it's difficult to punish retroactively, so there might be a lawsuit, and then it's difficult, if the failures by the agency happened several years before that, to go and punish the worker. And broadly, she said the agency is focused on, you know, how can we improve as a whole? How can we improve how can we be better next time? How can we make sure that the system does not make mistakes again?
Will Drabold did this report for the Seattle Times, and you can find the investigative report at seattletimes.com. Well worth a read. It gets into the caseloads that many of these social workers are dealing with, and some say it's kind of impossible to function accurately and clearly when you've got so many young people you're looking after.